people, it's me, Jasmine, your host. Today's topic is CPS students, which stands for Chicago Public Schools. In today's episode, we have another guest. Her name is Madison Burgess, and she goes to school with me here in Chicago. We wanted to talk a little bit about how CPS students are doing, academically and mentally. Hi, Madison.
Hi, everyone.
So tell me a little bit about how you've managed online school and how it has impacted your mental health.
Online school has definitely been more difficult than in person. I've seen my mental health slip down because of lack of seeing people, which has been very hard for me because I am a people person. I also like collaborating in the classroom, and it's very hard to do that over Google Meet. So it has definitely been hard and frustrating.
Did you see any changes in your academics from in-person to online school?
Yes, I did, unfortunately. My grades last year were AB average, and this year it went down simply because of the fact that I wasn't able to see people, and it was just really hard to keep up with my academics with poor mental health.
For me, online school has been a struggle mentally. My grades have been the same, if not better, compared to in-person, but not being able to go to school and see my friends has not been easy. Do you know how people in general have been doing lately?
Yes, I've talked to a couple of my friends and of course my siblings, and I think we all have the same common problem of just feeling so isolated, which is really hard, and it's hard to focus on school when you're struggling mentally.
Do you think that CPS managed this pandemic in a good way?
I think that CPS has had made some good choices, but also some poor choices. I think the long school hours are awful. However, I do like that they made sure all students could access all their classes and still made sure schools had after-school programs and students had computers to use, etc.
Yes, I also think that having to spend a lot of time on the computer gives a lot of people headaches. I know your dad is a vice principal of a very important school here in Chicago. Do you know how your dad has been doing working during this pandemic?
It has been hard on all fronts. My dad is an assistant principal, and going to the school, he's still at risk of COVID, even when students aren't there because of the other staff. So it's very stressful on me and my family because there are people who are high risk in my house. So we really can't have COVID here. So I think he's feeling the stress just as much as the students are.
I think that with the students having to stay at home, a lot of people have lost interest in school and starting to use their phone more. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree. I think that the long hours and in some cases long class periods are hard for students because a lot of us have short attention spans, and sitting through that is just not beneficial for us. I think that it is important that going forward, if we have to stay remote, that schools reevaluate how long we're on these screens every day, because that's also killing our brain cells, and which is really not good for us.
Well, we are all in this together, and we may as well make the best of it. Thank you for being here, Madison.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to today's topic. Bye.